this time, this time. Yep. It's not that complicated, but I get it wrong every time.
Okay, so we're just waiting for
Matthew,
Matthew,
yep.
and we need to put this on.
So I suggest we start a meeting without Matthew.
Okay.
He's obviously late for some reason. Good. Today we will talk about conceptual design. I hope we both did some work concerning the conceptual design. This will be the agenda for the meeting you know, I have. I will take some minutes again. We will have the presentations of a few different team members. And then try to come to decisions about the concepts you have presented. So, and that will we have some 40 minutes to complete this. So, who has this? Do you have any presentation?
Yeah, I think yes. Matthew, it's important that Matthew, is here because
there is Matthew.
It's really a team, a project with a team, and if someone is not here, then we cannot. But it's okay. It's good.
Okay, I'll just email you this file, my presentation.
Okay, so good. You have the presentation already?
I'm just emailing it to you.
Oh.
So.
So did you manage?
Yeah, I sent you the slides. Did you see them?
Oh yes, I see him. Okay. Good. Yes.
Oh, present. Yeah. So. Okay.
Okay,
should I go
here?
Okay, yes, I have it.
Okay, so this is just a presentation on the trends that we're going to use to make the product stand out from the rest of the products out there at the moment. Let's put this on. So we had to work out a way what we can do with our product to make it stand out and make it so people want to buy it. This is to do this. I will not trigger my microphone. We basically use some focus group surveys, which I went through with you last time, the main results of that, and some research of the current design and fashion trends that are out there at the moment. And as part of this, the important aspects that came out were things that we've already discussed, really. The most important by far was the look and feel of it needs to be something that's very different from everything else out there. It needs to stand out. It needs to be not functional like the rest of the things out there at the moment. Most people find remote controls boring at the moment. We need to have something that looks interesting, that looks exciting, that will stand out. People will want to buy it. That was twice as important as the next item on here, which is that it has to be technologically innovative. It has to have something else apart from just the look of it. People have to then think about it and say, there's got something there that I want. That's a really cool feature. And it has to make them want to buy it again. Third on the list, and again, innovative was twice as important as its last aspect, has to be easy to use. So they have to be able to look at it and have some intuitive idea of how to use it. Drawing on the fashion trends at the moment are fruit and vegetables. This is basically talking about just the feel of it, so probably not the smell of it, but the bright colours, eye-catching, really bold designs, and the spongy feel. I had to talk to the design people about this, but having a remote that's tactile, that feels different, that would be really cool. That would make it stand out.
So can you repeat and be more precise about what you just said? About the feeling, yeah.
Make it not spongy is the current thing. Spongy is the current texture, but basically there are no remotes at the moment which are spongy or tactile at all. So if we make it like maybe furry or soft or something, that'll be something that sets it apart, rather than just bare plastic, which they all are at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, as far as design goes, the very most important aspect was the design to the customers. So, going with the fruit and vegetable idea, we got the bright colours, so makes it stand out. The oranges and the bright yellows and the fluorescent colours, part of the fruit and vegetables. Going back to the idea of taking inspiration from mobile phones, they've all got those, so a lot of them have the changeable covers, so you can choose what colour the outside is. That's one way of looking at it. Texture feel we just talked about, maybe it's another way of doing that. So if it's part of the changeable covers, maybe they can choose a different texture, a spongy one or a soft one or something like that. So they can choose that as they want to.
Yeah, that's a very good idea.
To fit in with their decor in their living room or just what they like, the sports team or whatever. Still taking the inspiration from the mobile phone design. So functionality, the way the mobile phones work, the way the keypad looks. Also, just the way that a lot of industrial design has gone into mobile phones at the moment. They're big selling items. People put a lot of thought into that, so we can leverage off that and we can start using some of their ideas. Back to technological innovation. Not quite as important, but still a big issue. We talked about having a way of finding the remote control if it's been lost. That's one thing we could look at. There are other aspects like LCD screens and speech recognition, which weren't, I don't think, my personal opinion, going to be worth the extra expense and the extra effort that will go into them. I think we're better doing something basic like this, which is very important and will be a really cool feature to put in. Easy to use. I had no real specific ideas for this. Maybe just the basic idea of having your core functions big and at the top, maybe by themselves.
Yeah, so maybe and that then, you can give some more information.
The finer details, the buttons you don't use as much, either hidden away or completely separate.
Voila.
Yeah. And that's the presentation.
Okay, good. Very clear.
Yeah, very clear.
Yeah.
So, does anyone have any comments or ideas on that? I think.
We maybe can decide later on. The look and feel of was a good idea maybe to
let the people choose.
Yes, the changeable covers. But on the other hand, I don't know whether my superiors would be so glad with it, because you have to introduce a complete new line of supplies. It would be very complicated organizational.
Well, we're selling so many units of this. This is going to be a mass marketed product. We can afford to have two or three different designs at least.
Yeah, a range of, a set of three, four different aspects.
Mm-hmm.
that fits the.
And of course, it will be. We get if it works, we can get after sales. Mm. That would be very good. I mean, those covers could go for 3-5 euro.
Mm.
I mean, it's a very good idea. And then maybe we can go at Matthew's presentation because
then we could discuss later. Like we can put all the ideas together.
Together, indeed. Yeah. Because you might have some information on the easy to use, which you were already mentioning.
And so your path is very related to mine. Because when you suggest something, then it has to be integrated.
I'll go with that actually. So then the idea of having a remote is generally you have different keys and different structures, different forms, and they could be like buttons or rectangles, triangle, and they could be of varying sizes if you want to basically emphasize a particular key more than other, and maybe like you can have different colors, for example, having the red for the on-off, switching on and off the button. So this is a general trend to the method they do. So what I found was that conventionally they are mostly that the TV, VCR, music system operated ones actually, and they are very specific to each other, but there are some common keys. For example, if you want to forward a VCR and if you want to forward a soundtrack on the see, they have this common thing actually you can have. And there is also speech recognition to store channel information, names, like you can basically, if you have a multiple functionality, say TV, VCR or something, I say to the TV and they take the functionality TV, and you can program the keys if you want to, certain keys or even the channel information.
I like the idea though of having speech recognition for like the name of a channel like BBC, rather than having to remember the number of it on the keypad. That's a good idea.
Yeah, so you can just because as more and more channels come, then you have more and more problems to remember the exact channel numbers. Exactly, even if you arrange it by however you arrange it, you still have the problem to remember exactly.
So what functionalities do you suggest for that?
Limited one. In the present market, I saw that says something like they are looking for 80 word, which shouldn't be that difficult to implement, like 80 to 100 word. Basically, you don't want to store all the channel in the remote control. You want to store your favorite channel.
Maybe 10 channels.
Yeah, some 10, 12 channel information. You know, you don't want to store all the 100 channel information into that. And it depends, like the remote with the LCD display for browsing, because you have multiple functionalities. For example, you are watching a movie and you are having a universal remote control, and you want to, you don't know really which functionality is my remote in now. So I am using the TV, so every time I use it, it could be like, for example, I can use a simple toggle switch and a display. So I press it, so the display says, okay, I'm in TV or DVD or whatever it is, instead of having three keys separately four keys. Tomorrow the functionalities will increase actually in for you, and you might want, you don't want separate keys for all of them. You can. And there can be children friendly where you can program your remote so that they are not allowed to browse certain channels, which you can block them and you can operate them. So these are the things presently which are seen in the market scenario. So present, I personally would look at things like having a Universal remote is a good idea. Like, instead of having individual ones for all of them, you can think of having with multiple functionality, possibly with speech recognition. I got a mail from the coffee machine interface unit that they have integrated the speech recognition into the coffee machine. So if you say hello coffee machine, it's hi Joe or something like that, you know. And
the coffee machine, there's not too many words they'll be using with that. So
yeah, you won't be using it. So it's a limited vocabulary thing, and maybe isolated word. And it is interesting, and basically storing the channel through voice or other ways of programming your keys and display for the browsing, which is again, and maybe having something like a blinking thing, like it could indicate your, it could indicate what is called like the, whether you have enough battery in your remote, the blinking. At the same time, if it's a dark room, it can be used to locate the remote also.
And you want, okay, for coming back to one point, you want to let the user programming the keys, some of them?
Yeah, you can let them to do
and
that.
And isn't that too difficult for the, we want, I don't know if we still want the RC to be easy to use. Yeah. That's the good.
No, but the if you give, it depends on the easiness, like the user, how much effort he can put. Like, for example, I would like to store in certain way. So if you want to give the full freedom to the user, or you want to keep some constraints and let the user use it with the constraint.
Yeah. I think you can do it both ways. You can have it so it's easy, they can pick it up and use it straight away without doing it, without customizing it.
Yeah.
Or if they want to, they have the option of using these extra features.
So but maybe you can give a hint to us, because I'm not sure whether that we can implement that for €12.50. I'm sorry to have,
so
every time I have to come down on this price again. To so this might be a little limiting for your creativity, but it's the real. We have to consider it. So do you think these ideas and my speech recognition? Maybe it's possible for €12, but then it will be at the cost of other functionality we might implement, like the furry case of the.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I would say that for programming keys, like you said, it could be easily done within the package of €12.
Yeah,
but for the ASR system, I'm not sure if it's feasible to have this.
Well, we can still look at. We can talk with the coffee unit, and you can check
exactly
how much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If it's a low vocabulary, it's already implemented.
Yeah.
And how much it costs? Maybe.
Maybe we can come. We can talk to them, and we can come with that. You know.
Yeah.
And also, well, you can think of having a, since you have a universal remote, and maybe if you add a little bit of even display, you might need to keep checking the battery. So anyway, you need some kind of indicator. So it could be a blinking option of a LED, which could actually be used to detect also. If it's in a dark room, you can basically detect it also.
I like the idea too of being able to use the remote in the dark, so either having the buttons so you can feel the difference between them, or they
no,
hit
actually,
the light up or something.
If it's like, you know, it tells you, it can be for two purposes. Mm. Like if you have an LCD display and all those things, it's not going to be the standard remote, which is having, which needs just a 6 volt, 3 volts DC. It may need more actually. So you may need to check your battery usage. It and then you need that some functionality to indicate the battery limit.
It's true.
And then if the battery limit is indicated, if it could be indicated through a blinking something, and it can change the color depending on your how much is the battery, well, that is good enough to even locate even if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay, good.
So
I don't know how if I have time to talk about the
yes.
Do you have time some more? Yeah.
Yes, yes, you can. You can still.
Sure, you can, you know.
Okay. So what I'm going to present here is very basic knowledge about the components that are inside RC, environment control. Mm-hmm. And how is it manufactured? What is the process? Just to explain you. So the method is there is a set of components in a remote control, like everywhere. And what cost the components in themselves do not cost a lot, but the way to assemble everything costs, obviously. And I will show you my preferences at the end. So there are two different types of two different ways of using the components for making a remote control. The basic way is to use an integrated circuit and some transistors, resonator resistors, that aims at communicating the message and to send the message to the LED that will transmit to the receiver. And there are the components and the circuit board, boring buttons, infrared, LED, etc. for the components. So it's not in finding, just to say that the chip can detect when a key is pressed, and then it translates to the key to a sequence, something like Morse code, as you know, with a different sequence for each key. And that's with the components we will use, we'll have different messages, different sequences. And the chip sends that signal to the transistor that amplify to make it stronger. So electronic parts are assembled onto printed boards because it's easier to mass produce and assemble. And so I think for our design, we want some programmable, VLSI or FPGA, high technology. And this is important, and also we use like in any high-tech devices, a chip of fiberglass to solder them and connect them. So my personal design, we need to find a solution. What is the material of the cover we want to use? If it's plastic, or you said that, you had some ideas like food veg or
maybe we can give the case a very normal case, but
yes,
with the changeable covers to fancy it up. So like a normal cheap plastic case, which can be covered up in, for instance, a wooden case.
With cars, I think, inside the car. So they also emailed me that they have available a bunch of different buttons, scroll wheels, integrated push buttons, such as a modern computer mouse, and very cheap LCDs, so liquid crystal displays. So I'm wondering, I think we might be able to integrate LCD into our RC. And the final point, is we have there are some compromise to do. So we have to know that the push button requires a simple chip, but the scroll wheel and that kind of higher high tech stuff needs more money, which is higher price range, right? And the display requires an advanced chip, which in turn is more expensive than the regular chip. But I think with €12, and if it's made for 4 million items, then I think we could be able to handle that. So to sum up We need, yeah, so I just said that the components, the list of components has to be listed, and assembly is an important process that has to be taken into account. And for the designing of the cover layout, then it's better to maybe see that with the UI expert, so that we can, it's really a team working. So I cannot design something without your agreement,
yeah,
right?
No. So of course, for example, I wanted to know, like, if you want to have if you want to have the LCD display,
yes,
over there, or if you want to store the programs with the keys, what kind of things you need inside your thing, inside?
Yeah, it's kind of simple FPGA programmable device.
Okay.
And we have to insert. I think we could insert one that could handle several functions.
Okay, so in that case, you can even look at the technology, what the mobile phone is trying to use with the PGA card.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah,
for customizing.
With them, actually.
Okay.
How cost effective it would be to put that car chip into it and do the programmable things.
Yeah.
So I think we should come to some decisions now about this. So I understand when we want a display, we need an expensive chip. But when we want a scrolling wheel, we also need the expensive chip. So can we use the same chip? So with one expensive chip, we can implement several complicated or advanced future.
Exactly, yeah, that's a very good idea. We could have one main chip that could handle, it's called FPGA chip, that could handle both like scrolling wheels as well as LCD. And
so when the more expensive chip you mentioned there is possible in the given budget, maybe we should go for the more expensive chip, so all features which you mentioned can be implemented based on the same chip.
Yes.
Well,
do you think that's feasible?
I don't know if it will fit into our cost of 12.5 euro. You know.
You think it's possible?
Is it possible to fit in?
Yeah, I was thinking. I think both. If we had a budget of 20 euros, it would be okay.
Mm.
But.
Maybe we need specific costings then. Actually, do maybe two designs and then cost them out and see which one is going to fit in our budget better.
Yeah, that's an excellent idea.
Yes,
yeah.
When you make a design, you can, next meeting, you can give quite an exact cost price.
Yeah.
That would be.
Yeah, because right now I don't have a price in head, but for next meeting, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, that's something which I wanted to ask you also, like, what will be the each inventory, the cost of it?
Yeah.
For example, if you want to put wood, I wouldn't suggest for wood.
Okay.
And the big, because it's, I think it's much easier to use a plastic. Or
I agree on that.
Rather than a wood, it will be much, much expensive. Though it's the most natural thing, but
yes, but I think we can just use more cheap plastic for kind of basic addition.
Yeah.
Then people can fancy it up with more expensive materials, which come with
the product. We can give the preference to them, but it is, but with plastic or the rubber or whatever it is, it's much better with that rather than going for.
Do you agree?
Yeah, but it's a detailed, plastic versus wood. And we need maybe to center our discussion on what buttons, what functionality we want to offer to the user.
Yeah.
And maybe with graphs, or I don't know, as a user interface designer, you could maybe help us on that.
I think for next meeting you two can present a real design.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So drawing it on the board.
Perfect. Yeah.
And then we now only have to decide the general function. Let's say next meeting you produce two designs.
Yeah, sure.
One.
Yeah, we will.
One less advanced and one more advanced, then with the cost price.
Hmm.
Furthermore, we go for the basic plastic case, which can be later fancied up with additional how do you call them? This like mobile telephones, you can put a cover over it.
Yeah.
But that can be done later.
Yeah.
And now can concentrate on the basic remote control.
Okay. What else? We can give them smooth keys, you know. Smooth keys with bigger eyes, so that you know. The problem most of the time you see in the keys is that it's small.
Yeah.
And every time you have to be very. But if we go to a different ways of designing those keys, then you can merge them together.
So is there any of these that you're looking at particularly, or is this just
you can actually, for example, if you see they're quite small over here, and now you can, for example, as I was telling earlier, if you make them big, it might change the look of the thing also to the people. At the same time, it is more. Like it would be more interesting for people who are having this RSI and all those problems.
Yes, big keys
is may better thing, suit for them actually. And
I agree. Yeah. And not too many keys, of course. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, one I've had before, a remote control we have at home, is one that's actually got a cover on the bottom, so the bottom bit is just covers half the keys most of the time, and you can slide the cover back to get to the more advanced keys.
Yeah.
But then you still have. When you don't use it, you have such an extent of your remote control which you don't use. So maybe it's possible. I don't know whether you can indicate this, that you can ask the wearer open your remote control, and on the inside, are buttons you don't use that much.
I've seen that before too. Another like the it flips up and then you got another little button underneath.
Yeah, so it's something like this, the model here, where you can.
I've seen also with keys and buttons on the top of here as well.
That's what I mean. So I mean something like
I
a
like
book.
This one. I like the shape of this one.
Yeah.
Can we think about maybe having a non-rectangular one? So it's not just a straight little box. It's maybe curved or something.
Maybe we need to also to make a decision on how big we want to be and how many buttons. Like we should.
Is this for the next meeting? No, I think we might be out of time for this meeting.
Next meeting we should be.
Just make two designs.
Yeah, that will depend upon our section.
And then we can decide between those designs.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Perfect.
So, anyone, any questions?
No. I don't have.
So is there anything else I need to do from a marketing point of view for the next meeting?
Yes, I come to that.
Maybe it would be interesting if you could look for the cost inventories of other devices if you're using speech recognition or something like that.
Yes, well, maybe I don't know whether that's possible. Maybe you can start evaluating their work somehow.
Okay. Or is this me designing a way to evaluate it? So thinking about how to set up test groups and things.
I don't know whether that's possible in a given time, but as far as possible.
Okay.
So you two will be together working on two prototypes.
Yeah.
And further instructions will be sent to you by email.
Two or three prototypes.
Two.
One for like cost and the one is like higher end.
Okay.
So that
and then
we can be easily comparing them.
Yeah.
Find a compromise between both of them. Yes. Yeah, that's how it is.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Let's call this to an end.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
So we are done. For now.